So here we go.
Well, that's perfect.
We are all set. We have with us, ladies and gentlemen, the legendary country crooner, Lori Morgan, and she has not one, but two cool CDs out. Letting You Go Slow is the is a really, really nice one. We can talk about that in a minute. And then she's got a new one, A Picture of Me, Greatest Hits and More, that'll be coming out shortly as well. So Lori has lots of great things to talk about. She's also touring. And as a matter of fact, if you are lucky enough to live in areas like, let me see now, for instance, Perry, Georgia, or Las Vegas, or Calumet, Michigan, or Hinckley, Minnesota, or Monoman, Minnesota, or Baraboo, Wisconsin, you can see Lori coming up. So you can check out Lori.com to find out her schedule. Welcome to the show, Lori.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. Thank you.
It's an honor to have you. And boy, this the new CD, letting You Go Slow. It was Letting Go Slow, but I guess they put it out Letting You Go Slow. So I guess that's the new.
No, it's it was a typo from the very beginning. It's always been Letting You Go Slow.
Oh.
And they put a typo on my very first album in 5 years. They put it out as Letting Go Slow. I'm like, are you kidding me? So the first 500 copies are Letting Go Slow, and from then on it'll be Letting You Go Slow.
I got it. Okay, well, so we're going to just call it Letting You Go Slow. But no matter what the title is, it's an adventure in emotions. I think this might be the most emotional thing you've done.
It is. It is. And one that I feel really proud of, because me and my producer, Richard Landis, we had complete creative control on this album. So everything you hear in the music and the words and everything, I mean, we handpicked every song ever so slowly and with an open heart. And these were songs you didn't have to question. You didn't have to go, let me think about it. These were songs you heard the first time and said, that's Lori Morgan.
Yeah.
That's me. That's who I want. That's it. That's the song. So we were very cautious on picking out songs that we didn't want it. We didn't want it to just be radio driven, although we hoped that radio would embrace this album. But we wanted it to be songs that I love and songs I knew that people would love, you know, especially my fans. But people, you know, the everyday people don't always ride around and party in a pickup truck 24/7, especially people my age. And so we wanted to kind of cater, if you will, to a more mature audience that's going through a lot of the things that we do when we get older, you know.
Yeah, and you did successfully do that on this album. And there's two songs on there that I was really kind of surprised to hear, because I love covers. They're kind of different when you start hearing them in a different method. And you have on this CD, Ode to Billy Joe, the old Bobby Gentry tune, and Bob Dylan's
right.
Lay Lady Lay, completely different than you'd ever imagine them.
I know, it's crazy. I've been a Bobby Gentry song fan since she wrote Fancy and was singing with Glenn Campbell, all those great duets. And so I've been a big fan of hers for a long time. And when I suggested we did Ode to Billy Joe, we just kind of slowed it down a couple clicks and made it real swampy, kind of eerie, if you will, kind of eerie feeling, which I think the song called for that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so just I kind of wanted to put my own little signature on it. But then Lay Lady Lay is a song I've been wanting to do for a long, long time, for years. And my husband was really excited about me doing that song, and at the last minute, I got cold feet. I was like, ooh, I don't know if I can do it. And he's like, you got to do it now. You've been, you know, teasing me with this song for a long time. So we went in, and we were sitting in the piano room getting the key for the song, and my producer, Richard Landis, runs in, and he goes, I've got a great idea for this song. And at first, I thought he was kidding. And he said, we'll do it country reggae. And the band, everybody kind of started laughing, and they started playing it, you know, real reggae, you know. And it just, felt right. Everybody was in a good mood singing this song. And so when we were done cutting it, one of the guys said, so you're going to change Lay Lady Lay to Lay Baby Lay? And I said, well, you have the nerve to change a Bob Dylan lyric, you go right ahead. But I don't have that nerve. So we kept it as is, just paying homage to somebody I really, really admire. And I'm a big Bob Dylan fan.
Yeah. That one's really, jaunty, fun. Then you have things like your version of Larry Gatlin's I've Done Enough Dying Today that takes you all the way in the other direction.
That's me. 1 minute happy, next minute, you know, crying in a corner somewhere, drinking my tequila.
I love this quote from you, Gloria. You said, I've been a daughter, a bride, a mother, a divorcee, a widow, a single mother, a breadwinner, and ultimately a survivor. In many ways, I'm living, breathing country song, and I know what I sing. Tell us about that. That's very interesting.
Well, I don't know what to say other than what it says. You know, years ago when I first started out, my brother used to say, Laura, you don't have to be every song you sing. And I'm like, you're so wrong. At that point, I didn't know what to say. But as I grew a little older and wiser in this business, I was like, you have no idea. You have to be that country song. And ultimately, I am a survivor. Basically it's been me and my kids through most of my life and until I met my current husband, Randy, who I've been with 10 years and very blessed to have him in my life. But before Randy, it was me and my kids and ruined relationships. And thank God my kids have turned out beautiful and smart and intelligent and good parents. And I'm so proud of them. They went through a lot with me. And I'm very proud of who they've become. But, you know, ultimately, a survivor. We're all survivors. We're Morgans and we're Whitleys, and we are survivors.
Are any of your children musically inclined?
Jesse Keith Whitley, he is working on his own career. In the meantime, he's out there on the road with me selling merchandise and running the stage and gets up and sings sometimes with his mom, but he's got his own musical career. He's, you know, getting started. People need to check him out, jessekeithwhitley.com. And he's got some cool stuff he's recording. He's all his own. And we don't compare him to his dad. He's not Keith Whitley. He is not Keith Whitley. He's Jesse is a Southern rock, all his own.
Yeah, he's more Lynyrd Skynyrd than Keith Whitley.
He sure is. My husband just said the same thing. So, but Keith loved Lynyrd Skynyrd. So, you know, we can thank God for that.
Yeah. You know, you and I have something in common, a pain that we both felt. My father, like yours, passed away at age 51. And,
wow.
It's something that, you know, it's hard to get over. And it's still something I think
it
about all the time.
It is hard to get over.
Yeah. But
are you the same age as I am?
I was a little bit older than you were at that time.
It is a tough situation. It really is. If you've never experienced that,
then good. I'm glad that they haven't experienced it.
Yeah, it's an unexplainable hole that can never be filled. It's always there. There's this hole, and it makes you sick.
And I will say that my sister had a much, much harder time than I did and still does. And I think it's the father-daughter thing that
of course it is.
But, and of course, you know, you went through that. Then we mentioned Keith, and you were married to Keith, and he passed away in a terrible tragedy, and you were widowed. These kind of things are very tough, but they also probably inspire songwriting. And because every time I know that when I'm emotionally upset, I do my best writing.
Of course, people ask me why I haven't been writing lately. I'm like, I'm happy. I can't write when I'm happy.
Exactly.
I can't write when I'm happy. So, if you want a writing session with me, wait till a tragedy happens, and then I'll take them all.
Well, you've had an amazing career. Tell us a little bit about, I always ask the singers this, the changes in the business. Years ago, it was so important, the albums coming out, the PR people. Now it seems like the internet and all the social media are just as important, or maybe more. Talk about that a little bit.
Would you repeat that last part, please?
Yeah, no, I was saying that the music business has changed a lot since you started, and it's now a lot more dependent on social media and websites and online stuff, downloads, rather than getting out there and pitching your albums.
Well, you know, I answered this question earlier to someone, too. I mean, I think social media is awesome. I think it connects the artist with the fan. And the people out there that are, you know, really, that we really want to get to know. And so I think in that aspect, it's awesome. And when you go out and you can, and people have already kind of pre-heard your album on the radio or on, Amazon or iTunes, and they hear it. And they've heard it before radio gets it. And so they're already excited. And you're like, golly. They already know some of the words of these new songs. And so in that aspect, it's really cool. And I think it's a lot better, too, because you're not at radio's mercy. And God bless anybody. I mean, I love radio, too. But, you know, I've had a lot of wives of station program directors who hated me, and therefore I didn't get played on that radio station. But now I don't have to worry about it's like people, if they love me and they want to hear my music, they're gonna find a way to play it, and I love that part about it.
Yeah, I think it's great too. You know what? Also, I thought was a cool thing when you and Pam Tillis, both of you, of course, having fathers that were legends in the country biz, got together and did that duet CD. I love that CD, and
you
guys toured.
Still out there pushing away on that.
Yeah, you toured for a couple of years with her, right?
No, we're still on tour.
Really?
This is our fifth year.
Wow.
This is our fifth year, and in about 2 months, we're going in recording another album with my producer Richard Landis.
That's great. I love that music together. That you guys have a good sound together. It's kind of interesting. It's almost like you were meant to record together.
Oh, yes, definitely. And we've become very good friends, very close. We found out we have so much in common, and just very, very, very blessed to have teamed up with Pam. It's been one of my most favorite things I've done in my career.
Well, I know your father once said to you that you should never take yourself too seriously, and my father told me the same thing. And I guess that she shares that philosophy.
You know what? I don't know. I don't know if we've discussed that, but she's got a funny sense of humor, and I was awful glad to know that because, you know, I've kind of got a funny, sick sense of humor, and if you can't take it, you don't need to hang around me. And she's hung in there for 5 years, so I guess there's something about her we got in common, you know?
Yeah. Now, Letting You Go Slow is the new CD, and by the way, all this stuff is on lorrie.com. That's L-O-R-R-I-E. com, and you can check it all out and listen especially to Ode to Billy Joe and Lay Lady Lay. Really two cool different types of versions of those songs. Lori, it's a pleasure for talking to you, and I want to wish you a lot of luck. I know you got a lot more hits in you. A lot more hits are in you, ready to come out.
I think so. I'm hoping, and we're hoping for a Grammy this year, so anybody who can vote for us.
Well, we have a lot of voters that listen to PMP Network because we interview them. So listen to that, folks, and give her a vote. And thanks for coming on. I appreciate it, Lori.
My pleasure. Thank you, Mark.
Take care. Bye-bye.